holding your chesed with Aleph. Man Tano, Hoda Tod Rabbanan. So he brought this braisa before. So he wants to work out who is the Tana which is saying this. Ein ben Tomei Shenozer, the Nozer Torah Shenitma, El Shetomei Shenozer Shvi Shaloi Oyla Lamin Aminyin. Now the Torah Shenitma Ein Shvi Shaloi Oyla Lamin Aminyin. So more is going to bring a machlokes in a second between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi. The more is going to say that this braisa. Where it says, Amr Abchista Rebbe, he. The Rebbe Ein Zeris Tahara Chola El Ad Shmini. Okay. So the more saying, a case of that Tome, and those are Tor, which is Nitma.
Well, so Pradishnina said that.
That Shvi is Shaloi is not other than a minion because he has to bring his karbanas. Well, that's Rabbi Shita. He came Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. He Amar Naziris Tatarish Mishvi Yehuda Chola. Where do you see? And therefore, Shvi Shaloi should count min a minion. Even though he has to bring the karban until the eighth day. But the Naziris Tahara is on the seventh day. What is this machlokes? My Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. Where is this machlokes of Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda found? The Tanya. So the pasuk says that he brings the karbonis. Mikidas says Roshur Bayamahu, and then he starts the Zeris Tahara again. His Kidas is Roshur Bayamahu. Becomes the head is literally the head becomes Kaddish, means his hair. He cuts his hair, and the order was, and it became Tomei. So he does the 7 days of Tahar of the process of becoming Tor. On the seventh day, he cuts his hair. He brings the Kabbalah on the eighth day, and it says Kiddush Es Roshu B'Yamahu. Okay. So Rebbe says the Pashav Shat in the Pasuk is referring to that day that you brought the Karbonis, which are mentioned earlier in that Pasuk. B'yam Havos Karbon Oysof, Dibur Rebbe. Rebbe Rehuda, Omer B'yam Taglachtoi. He says that the Naziris Tahara starts again on the day that he cuts his hair, which is day 7. So according to Rashi Yehuda, day 7 should be early lamin aminyan. That's what he's saying. Even though he doesn't bring his karbana until the next day, but he restarts his count of the Ziris on day 7, because that's when he became Tor.
I'm confused. I thought he was saying Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that. He holds day 7 or 8?
Rabbi Yehuda says day 7, Rabbi says day 8. So that Rabbi says, like the Pasha on the Pasuk, that the B'yamahu is referring back to the day that he brought the Karbonis. But Rabbi Yehuda says, B'yam Taglachtoi, it's referring to the day that he got the haircut, which is day 7. And the more is going to discuss later on why each one darshens the pasuk the way they do. Before the more does that, the more brings another braisa, or actually mishnah. What itna nazar shenitma tumos harbe enemayvi elakarben echad. So the nazar became Tomei Tumas Meis, went through the process of Tahara, but did not bring the Karbonis yet, and then he became Tomei Tumas Meis again. So the submission says, when he finishes his Tahara process for the second time, he brings one set of Karbonis.
You're going to get a portion of the
So, who is that? Samantano. Amr Chista over here. This is actually Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. Because we're talking about he's nitma tumas harve. Calls him out. He's still tomei. It's not called being nitma. So if he became tomei tumas mace, and then on day five of the process he became tomei again, that's not called a nozer which is nitma tumas harve. He's still tomei anyway. So it has to come on the case where he became tor. But the question is, why does he only bring one set of kabbanis? So verse is according to Rebbe that he doesn't start his new naziris until day eight, which is roy for a korban. So once he's roy for a korban, he has the chi of korban. The fact that he becomes tummy again doesn't take that away. So he would be chai multiple kabbanis. According to the rest of Yehuda, the chi of korban is until day eight. The din of restarting the naziris of tahara is at day seven. So you have a case where he finished the tahara process day seven, started the new count, and then he became tamei again. But since he hasn't reached a day that he's chayav karbonis, so he hasn't been chayav a korban yet for the first process. So when he finishes the second process, he'll bring the one korban for both. So Amr Chista Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, he Amr Naziris Tahara Mishvi Yichaylo. Umishkachas Lo Kegon Shenitva Mishvi. Because of Nitva Shvi, it says Tumas Harbor, which means it was three times. So each time was in day seven. So Amr Chista finishes his thought. Kima Lo Yotza Shah Haruya Lahabi Korban. Since he never reached day eight, which is when the korban is brought, so he hasn't reached a day that he's chayv yet in that korban. So when he became tamei, so we say, well, that's not the gay anymore, and he finally finishes the process. He brings one korban. But the Gemara detamer Rebbe, but Rav Chista says, but because had it been Rebbe. So what's the case? In the Nitma Bishvi, because of Nitma Bishvi, according to Rebbe, if he became Tomei on day seven, Kula Tuma Richtahi. Because according to Rebbe, the new Naziris hasn't started yet. So it's not that he's becoming Tomei again. He hasn't started his Naziris yet. Because the Naziris hasn't started again, according to Rebbe, until day eight. He reached a state where he's kind of a korban. Now there's a girsa which says, So once he's chayiv, that chayiv becomes takes effect. The fact that he becomes tummy doesn't take that away. So he would be chayiv at the end, multiple karbonas.
Yeah, that itself is, I don't know, seems like a chiddush. It's not obvious. That doesn't have. Not obvious to me.
In general, there's a chi of korban for the chi of korban. Well, kipshuto, the chi of korban is for this avera that he did. So each time he does avera, he has the chi of korban. This is a mission of selfless creases. So a person. Does multiple chiyuv chatos? He's got multiple chiyuv chatos. There's a concept of helamecha. The Merlin's different pasuk, which patters you, because we look at it as one hemshah. But once a person becomes aware, so the more it goes through machloikas over there, which we touch on in the Shabbos a little bit. Of yedias machalikus, or sometimes even someone which is right to be yedias machalik, that the Rebbe said such a thing. If there's a time period which passed. which would be the person normally would have become aware. If you let's say you have a Shiga Shabbos, so we assume that the probability that during the week he could have become aware of it, even he didn't actually become aware of it, then the next Shabbos he's Gechayv a separate Korban. So once you reach a stage where you're moving on from the process, that key of carbon is chal, and now let's start over again. So those type of ideas, you know, it's not you can bring one and be yotzei. If the carbon was part of the tahara process, solely part of the tahara process, so you could argue, well, till you finally finish your tahara process, so you know, you only need one korban to generate the tahara. But you understand the korban is a kapora for the, which the post indicates it's a kapora for his allowing himself to be metama rosh nizroi. That it's like for the veirish of boy. So the logic would be each one be a separate korban. So my time at the Rebbe. So why does Rebbe assume that this halacha of the new count only starts on the day he brings the korban? Because the pasuk says, which means he brings the korbanos. It's the same pasuk. But the pasuk of Mechidus is Rosh Hashanah Yamahu is only written after Rikipera Lo Meisher Chotol Anovish. So he brings the korbanos, and then he starts the. Mechidus is Rosh Hashanah Yamahu. So that's the Rebbe is the Poshet Pshat. So what's Shat Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says that B'yamahu is not referring to what that which is mentioned in the Pasuk where it's written. The Pasuk in Olivet says you bring the Korban, and now your hair is holified, we'll make in the word, right? On that day. What's that day referring to? What we just talked about. No. It's referring to the what we said before on the Pasuk test, that you count 7 days. So you cut your hair on day seven. So why would we assume that? In Kein Lamer Krov, Bekidis Roshoy? But well, it's. The words B'yam who is extra. He could have said, you bring the Kabbalah, and now you're back to being holy again. What's B'yam who? What that day? I mean, obviously, that's the point of saying. You bring your Kabbalah, and you're ready to go. That day. So the B'yam who is lovely. So therefore, it must be that the Pasuk is referring back to. That day, he's referring to back to that which you mentioned in the pasuk before. You cut your hair on day 7. You bring your kabbalas on day 8, and your hair becomes Torah on that day. Yesterday, not today. So that's the pasuk means. So the more of Rabbi Nami Hoksi Bayamahu. So that's a good point. That Bayamahu really is not logical to refer to day 8 because if it is, it's unnecessary. So must you refer to day 7?
Right.
So Amalek Rabbi, also the reason why wrote Bayamahu. And day 8, so he finishes the entire process on day 7, he cuts his hair on day 7, he brings the kabbalas on day 8. But what if the city doesn't bring the kabbalas on day 8? The new count starts immediately from day 8, even though he didn't bring the korban yet. So it's day 8 is what generates the new count, regardless of whether he brought the korban. Okay. Let's see the rush. I think he would probably hold that's also poshut. That the key of Corbin is for the Averish Shabbat, so it would not be an impediment to the new count. Okay, we're holding on the Rosh back on an olive. We have a Kerban Rosov. So Rebbe says the new count starts on the day he brings the Kerbanos, which is the Hanu Yom Ches. And they ate Doz Masel Kiddush Roshoy. That's when the new Kiddush counts. The Hanu Gidul Sar, the Nazir is the Tahara, the Sib, Kadoshia Gadopera. So the growth of the hair is referred to as a Kiddush of the head, of the growth of the hair. So this Kiddush Roshoy starts in day 8. Which is the day 7, and that's referred to in the Pasuk that it's in day 7. Pasuk says so the haircut is in day 7. The Kama first time the Moor is going to explain the Hanu B'Zayin, the Kama first time I. So the Moor says, so the first that which you say that Shvi is not Olam Min HaMinyan is Rebbe, because according to Rebbe Yehuda, Shvi is Olam Min HaMinyan. That's day one of the new count. And the Moor in the second brayso, the second says the person was nitma multiple tumos. He brings one korban. So, Mari, who is it? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He's Darmer Naziris, the Tara Mizayin, who's the Chayla. So, if you start your new Naziris on day 7, if later on that day he becomes Tamei, that's called a new Tuma. He'll correlate Tumas Harbei. He called his school Nimdois Naziris Tahara. He restarted his count and he became Tomei again. So it's Tumois Harbe, but Umiyu and maybe Ella Carbon Echot, the Kim the Dain La Yotz's Shah Sharia Lahabi Ba Corbin. He hasn't had an actual fee of Corbin take effect yet because he became Tomei again before day 8. So we say when he finishes the process, he brings one korban. Avol Rebbe Domer Naziris to Tahara Lechayla Ad Ches. He only starts a new count on day 8. See, Nitzav Zayin Chana Tuma Richtehi. So to get him coming to me day 7, you still haven't finished the old. He's still in a state of Tuma vis-a-vis the Naziris. He hasn't started his new Naziris yet. So it's not a new Tuma. It's just a continuation of the old one. So once on day 8 in the morning, the key of Corbin took effect upon him. The fact that he becomes someone later on doesn't take that away. And he's able to bring, at the end, two sets of Karbonis.
So is this just that Mishnah, just an indirect way of talking about, like, you know, when you restart your counts?
Well, that's what it comes out to be.
Yeah.
But the point of the Mishnah was, the Mishnah where there it's a Mishnah increases, and it's contrasting different types of lochas when you bring one set of karbonos for multiple scenarios, and one when you bring a carbon for each one separately. So that's the point of the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah over there is talking about multiple chiyuv chatos versus one multiple chiyuv a person bought shivcha harufa multiple bias, that you bring one carbon, you bring multiple carbonas. So bringing me examples of different cases where there's a chiyuv carbon, is it one or is it many? Each one is going to part of the each one will have its internal consideration why that's true. So by Naziris, the consideration is, did you really restart your new Naziris yet? A, did you get a full fledged key of Corbin that doing the Vera again can't take that away? That's your contrast. Amos say we kiddush as Roshoy, but Bisman Shekeeper. Klarma Bisman Haroy the Kapora Afim Loy Keeper. So that's the more I was going to say to my base. According to the Rebbe, from the time that Now, we don't have the Girsa exactly like the Rosh's Girsa. The pasuk says we just have Mishchatal Nafish, Mekidus is Rosh. But the Rosh's Girsa, we're saying, we're pointing out that it's not you have to actually bring the Korban. The point when the Chi of Korban takes effect, that's when the new count takes effect. Since it's in the same pasuk, so I would understand. It says you're bringing the karbonos. And now he's ready to go again. What's the yemahu for? So yemahu lamali. So we say the pshat in the pasuk is saying that the pasuk is stressing on that day, not today, but that day when you got your haircut on day 7. Okay. So the Gemara. So holding the fourth line down, the last word on the line. The Gemara says, what about the following? What about the night of day 8? So the Torah process has been completed totally. Now the Talmud Karn the Rebbe, you don't have to actually bring the Korban. So maybe the new count starts on the night of day 8. The Chiv Korban is only Chal in the morning, because Korbanos are only Chal in the morning. But the new count is on day 8, so I can say that the Mishnah should go like Rebbe also. It became Tomei on the night of the 8th. So the new Nazira started. So it's called a new Tumah. It's not a Tumah Richta. But on the other hand, since he hasn't reached the point in time where he's Chayav a Korban, so when he finishes, he brings one Korban for both. Why do you have to learn the Mishnah only like a Reis of Yehuda? Lukma, you can say the case of Tumah, Kigurin to Nitma, the Chazah Belel Shemini, that he became Tomei in a time that he's restart his count, which is the night of the 8th. The only reason one Korban, because the Chi of Korban isn't Chal till the next morning. And the time the Chi of Korban is supposed to be Chal, he's already Tomei again. So he's not, therefore only, it was never Chal, and when he finishes, he brings one Korban. So the Gemara, Loi Mukum Law Karebi. Let's infer from the fact that Rechitza did not learn that pshat in the Mishnah is because he holds Rechitza Lema Kasavra, that Rechitza is assuming that Lelya La Mechusis Manhu. So even though practically a person cannot bring a korban at night time, but it's the pshat is the key of korban is chal at the beginning of day 8. Well, day 8 starts at night time. There's a halacha, you can't be makir korbanos until the morning. But regards to the moment of the chiv, so Lila is not considered mechusar zman. It's not like the time of the korban hasn't arrived. The time of korban has arrived already. There's a halacha issue, you're not allowed to be korbanos b'layla. So that's called, according to the Rebbe, if he would come to me in the night of the 8th, he still be chayv to korbanos at the end, because the chi of korban for which comes on day 8 already was chal, and then he came tamei. So the fact that he was tamei doesn't take away that chi of korban. So he finishes the process of tahara, he'll bring two sets of korbanos. So Omer of Adar Bar Abba. So Adar Bar Abba says back, even if Lila is called Mechusis Man in general, but over here, I can tell you in general that Lila is called Mechusis Man, but over here specifically the two things are tied together. How so? So even though Rebbe said that the Zeris takes effect even without bringing the Korban, but the fact that the Pasuk says it, it compared to Me'asher Chot Al HaNofesh V'Kidas Es Roshoi, It means it has to at least have reached a time when the key of Korban is been effective. So, if you hold that the key of Korban is not till the morning, so then the new count is only from the morning. If you hold the when it's right there in the Korban, if you hold Lila is called Lila Mechushesman, Eir Lila Mechushesman, Emesai Mixi the Korban, the Tzafra. So Nazir's number the Chayla at Tzafra. We Amrit Lelia and Mechushesman, Zman is Nazir's Tahara is Chayla Miurta. So I don't have to tie in this machloikus to the general machloikus of what the status of Lila is. Over here, the two by definition will go together. Whatever you hold in general, this price can't be Rebbe, or the mission can't be Rebbe. Because the Mishnah says that it's not a tumah richta, because the new Naziris has started, but he only brings one korban because the chi of korban wasn't chal yet. Someone says mamadashach. If the chi of korban, according to the Rebbe, either way that's not true. Either at the beginning of the night the key of carbon is chal and the new Naziris is chal, so yes, it's a separate tumah, but he's ready, he'll be chayv to karbonis. And if it means if you hold the nighttime is called mechus zman, so the new Naziris hasn't started yet. So only in the morning does the new Naziris start. Well, and then he's ready to chayv a carbon. So either way, can't go like Rebbe, irregardless of the machloikis of Lila Mechuzah Zaman or not. Zot to Rosh. Second Rosh on the page. Lukma ki Rebbe goin shenitu v'lelches. Lachar, we can work out the case of the Mishnah. Should go like Rebbe. And you came Tomei on the night time. So the key of carbon is not chal till the morning. Therefore, he's not chai of multiple carbonos. You say, well, he's ready to chai of one. Becoming Tomei again doesn't take that away. He wasn't chai of yet. On the other hand, the Gemara is asking, but the new Naziris starts from the night time. Because we already pointed out, from the Rebbe, you don't actually need to bring the carbon. So the 7 days are finished. So he's totally tore. So he restarts his Naziris. The Karibe Tumas Harbe, it is truthfully a new Tuma. The Mitzchila Leil Ches Cholalov Naziris Tahara. The new Naziris is ready from the night, beginning of the night time. But the Chal Karbon of the Maisi, the Kati Lo Yotzes Shah Shari Lahavi Karbon on the Mocher. But the Chiv Karbon is not till the next day. That's the Morris question. Why don't we say that? So let's infer from the fact that we that Rukhis did not learn up the Mishnah like that, according to Rebbe. Shaminok Sabra Lila Lav Mukhusman. That it's Lila, even though practically you can't bring to a bonus, it's not called it's not a Zman of Korb. As man of the new chiyuv, the choldaber shazmano b'yoyim mitchilas halayla yesh lo din hayoyim. So it's only in day 8. Well, beginning of night time is day 8. Alvishenu maybe korban belayla, but the korban is there's a practical issue. You can't bring korban as belayla, but it doesn't say that he's not in the zman of a nuchiyuv. A hevel maybe based korban. He being two sets of carbonas. So it's a raya from Rechitza. Rechitza asked the whole Rebbe that Lila Lab Mechusizma. Someone says no. Rechitza can hold the Rebbe Lila Mechusizma. So Lila Mechusizma. So the Gemara, the key of carbon is not till the morning, but lechar the nazir is tahar is at nighttime. No, it's not. How about Talia? Klamer lematzis lemipshit. You can't prove from Rechista the laila lav mechusis manhu. That Rechista holds laila is not mechusis manhu. Minaloi ukevukar Rebbe. Based on the fact that Rechista did not learn up the Mishnah's Rebbe, indicating that he has to hold laila is la mechusis manhu. No. The filu laila mechusis man lematzi lukma. See, if your laila is mechusis man, the chor the chiv covers not till the morning. So if you come tell me the night time. He was came tummy before the Chiyuv Korban was chal, and when the zman for the Chiyuv Korban came, he's ready tummy again, so it's not chal. And when he finishes the second tahara, he brings one korban. No, so tomorrow that's true, but it wouldn't be called tumas harbe because you haven't said the naziris yet. Because the naziris is totally when the zman of the korban. The yamrat laila mechus zman. It was a mess of the korban. Nazir, when's the Chiyuv Korban? Mitzafra. Taranami lochai la tzafra. So the second Naziris only takes effect as of the morning. V'chiper v'kidash as Rashi b'shosh haruya lahavi korban. The pasuk says, "Chiper Allah me asher chot al nafish." Because that's Roshoy. So we darshan before that you don't have to actually bring the korban, but it has to be a zman of korban. That's when the kiddush is Roshoy. That's kaila naziris tahara. He nit to belayla to my ruchti. So had he become tummy at night time, it's true he'll only bring one set of karbonis because he's not chayv in the korban yet. But it's not called tumas harbe because he hasn't started the naziris yet, the new naziris yet. V'yamrit laila lama chusisman. So then the zero tahara cholam yurta. We have laila lama chusis man. The zero tahara cholam yurta. If you nitru b'laila, maybe korban al kolecha be'echad. K'moish nitru b'yam ches. So. Since the new Nazir has started, so you're going la zman. So the Chiyuv Korban is already here. Practically, you can't bring it, but the Chiyuv Korban is already here from night time. So coming tummy afterwards doesn't change anything. The question was, did he restart his count? Well, he did, because la b'chusis zman means he starts the recount as of night time. So it's multiple tumas. That's correct, but it's multiple karbonis, which is not what the Mishnah says. So it can't be Rebbe. You can't actually get the Korban there. It's considered Mahmoud. Okay, something more. Bach changes the gears at the Tana Rabbanan. So Tosis points out over here there's a gear to the war of Gufa. So Gufa usually introduces a previous statement of an Amara, or sometimes vast majority of the cases is a statement of an Amara, sometimes it's a Brisa, but this Brisa was not mentioned beforehand. So Tosis says, so therefore the gear is not correct to say Gufa. And the back changes the gears to Tana Rabbana. The Rosh says Jigaris it. Again, Mesedas Nazir talks differently than the rest of Shas. So Mesedas Nazir, the word Guba can be used to introduce a new thought.
really does hold who also
will only get
if it's good, and it's fair to say gufo because there is some connection in the thought process to the previous sugya. So like this, nitra b'shri, because of nitra b'shri, he became Tomei, started his 7-day count, and that happened twice. So now he's had 3 periods of Tuma, and twice on the last day he's become Tomei again. So the Brisa says, "Any maybe the Kerman Echad Nitzav Bishmini because Nitzav Bishmini. If, however, this happened on day 8, maybe Kerman Kalecha Echad. He brings a separate korban in each one from day 8, because on day 8 the chiv korban is held. Becoming tummy afterwards doesn't take that away." Mastel umoyna miyat. Divrei Rebbe. Let's say the gear says it. Is Rebbe Eliezer. So. So Zakt Reb Eliezer, but the Haskalah of the Naziris is on day 7. So both Tezis and the Rosh. No, there's a Shiloh here in the Girsa. When you take out the word Rebbe Eliezer, just say Rebbe. But assuming you have the gears of Reb Eliezer, we had before Kard Reb Eliezer, the halacha that Hayomim Rishonim Yiplu, he says, Hayomim Rishonim Yiplu, there has to have been a count of 2 days to say Yiplu. So if a Nazir started as a Ziris, and on day 1 of a Ziris he became Tomei, so there's no Yom Rishon Yiplu, so Reb Eliezer says there's no Chiyuv Korban. So in this scenario, if Reb Eliezer held you only start counting on day 8, he became Tomei on day 8, so he doesn't have a Chiyuv Korban at the end of that Tuma, because only on one day, day 8 being day 1. So is that the price? Maslam Yad Miyad, but you should know the count started from day 7. So if the count started from day 7, so day 8 is day 2. So the Tumah day 8 is going to be Soyser, and you have Yom Yom Rishon Yiplu, now it's Chayav Korban. So that's what the Brisa is saying in Reb Eliezer. So even though I'm saying that vis-a-vis the Korban, it's only a Chiyuv Korban, a new Chiyuv Korban, because it reached day 8. Regardless of the recounting, the new count, it started already from Miyad immediately on day 7. Kol's man, the new tuma was prior to bringing the chatas, so the entire process has not been completed until you bring the chatas. Therefore, if it becomes tame, we look at it as a continuation of the earlier tuma, because he hasn't really become restarted his count, because you haven't brought the korban chatas. So korban echad al kol, asher bechatas so. Until he actually brings the korban chatas, if it comes tamei again, he only brings one korban at the end, one set of korbanos. Hevi chatas so v'nitma, hevi chatas so v'nitma. Maybe korban al kol echad bechad. Okay, so that's the chachamim. The Brisa continues and says, "Hebi chatasav, hebi." Sorry. But the new count is not dependent on the Oshem, it's dependent on the Chatas. If what you say in the Kabbalah are Ma'akim from the new count, and from the, so it includes the Oshem as well. That the Oshem will also withhold the right to have a new count until it brings the Korban Oshem as well. Yeah, okay. Let's see the Rosh. The phrase over here of Gufa is not like the usage which is used everywhere else in Shas. What it means over there, also Loshen Nozer Meshuna, the language which is used in Mesechtas Nozer, we pointed out, is a little bit of a different language than in the other Mesechtas. So the usage of the word Gufa is different as well. It wasn't quoted earlier. Normally, Gufim is, we're saying, we quoted the Bryce earlier. Let's go back and make it, embody it with more clarification. So that's Gufim. I'm sure the Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Ira Leel, Bahach.
About whether nighttime is considered
that's Inyana. Inyana, okay. Ami Gufa. So the use of the word Gufa makes sense because even though we haven't quoted this actual Brisa, but the topic has been discussed before, so let's go back and let's talk about the topic more. So the phrase Gufa makes sense. Maslo Meir Miyad. Krishmiyad Bezayan. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the count is not from day 8, the count is from day 7. The Shehiza Batal, as soon as he finishes the Hazah and the Tefillah process, he starts over again. Silla Naziris Tahara Chayla Bezayan Kibresh Rehuda. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Ziris of Tahara starts over again on day 7, like Kibresh Rehuda said. Not like Rabbi. Chimur l'chamon perak kagol, I guess it's not. Sorry, let's please. Ben amaschol limnus hachiyitzer. It says we have a kavan oisa. So he has to come tor, and then he brings his kavanas. So what does the Mishnah mean? So is Achita just referring to the Tahar, which is finished on day 7, or also the Kribonis, which is on day 8? One of Yerbliyazir, and the Mora says, well, who would be that Tana? It'd be Yerbliyazir. Now, behind the Kimle of the Talmud Hochi, well, the Borah, the Frushe Masl Mona Miyad means Beches, so maybe Yerbliyazir meant you start counting day 8. Obviously, heavy korban, and the point he's saying is miyad. So, what's he adding? You don't need the actual korbanos. A fukin rabbanon, the amri, and a heavy korban al tumasoi. Ve'en maslo limnos achi yavichat tumasoi. So, if you become tummy again, or when it's telling him when the new count is, the new count is only after you bring the korbanos according to the rabbanon. So the answer says maslo miyad miyad immediately on day 7, even before you bring the korban, it's a new count. Maybe that's what he means. Why in the world like that? Mishundar Eliezer, who the Kamer Masnisen, Loiba Bayyab, not that day.
the mitzvah b'yom rishon in his yerusay, and it's also it has to be hayomim harishonim iplu. There's 2 days, then it's bought. So it means that the key of carbon is not going to be there either. Well, no, he counted on day. Sorry, counting on day 7. Day 8 is day 2. Now there's a din of Yom Rishon Yiplu, and there's a din of Korban. Tamon the Kamer Bliyazer he Hamatzis the member of Yisrael Yehuda he of Chelniel Hamatzis the member of Bliyazer he. Now you're looking for somebody who says the Marva there wants to know who starts counting from day 7. Says Rabbi Bliyazer, you could have said Yisrael Yehuda, so you start counting from day 7. You're right, you could have said that. Okay, let's hold it here.